Hey there, welcome to the Unspoken Wounds podcast. I'm your host, Destiny, and I use this podcast to speak on the wounds that we all struggle to heal from. And this week, we're ripping the band-aid off of depression. Definitely been a very hard year for a lot of us. 2020 has opened my eyes to so many things about people around me, myself, and it's made me, most of all, realize that a lot of things are bigger than life. They're greater than what I once perceived them as. And I would say through it all, this year, as far as my growth goes, I've grown so much. It's been a great year for personal development for me. And I feel like it's been that way for quite a few people. I do come across things that I see others saying about how this year has also opened their eyes and pushed them into growing more. And I love to see things like that. But I would say the worst part of 2020 for me has been depression, especially now dealing with seasonal depression on top of what I was already going through with my depression. And then this COVID-19 depression that's going on. It's just been hard. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, honey, sometimes I give in. I'm like, yeah, it's not your day. I'm gonna let it take over. I'm gonna let it take its course right now. Let it run through me. And release. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now also. I've always suffered from depression. It actually runs in my family. My grandmother had it, sadly. She overdosed on sleeping pills, from what we expect to be an accidental suicide. She was very depressed, and all of her symptoms were overlooked and overseen. My mom suffers from depression as well, so it runs through my blood, and so it's a little bit harder for me to fight. But I found ways to cope with it and manage it. I have my own therapies that I do as often as I can. With me being busy with work and so many other things right now that I don't feel like going in detail about, I find it really hard to keep track of doing those therapies that, you know, keeps me calm. But I do make sure to journal and give gratitude and pray in the midst of it all, no matter what, as often as I can. And so I just want to say that through everything, through it all, this whole year, I have found a much deeper part. I've unlocked a much deeper part of Destiny. And I just want to share with you guys some of the ways that I've done so a little bit more. And then I just want to share a small piece of what I go through as I suffer from depression. So first, I do want to send out my best wishes to any and everyone that is suffering from depression right now. I know that a lot of us have experienced terrible mental health this year from COVID and having to be locked in our homes and not being used to that, and having certain privileges taken away that we're so used to. It's been a very crazy ride, a very crazy year, very unexpected. So it's hard to adjust to. You know, we didn't have any warning of this. So for me, when COVID first started, around the time when everything started to get locked down, I believe this was around March, everything started to get locked down, and we thought it would be for a couple of weeks, or a month or so at most, and turned out to be very much longer. But around the time that started to happen, I was working in sales, and things just started to plummet in my work career because people are at home, they're losing their jobs, they're losing income. You know, they couldn't come in and buy what I was selling because what I was selling was so expensive. And so I was really going into draw at this point. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the draw system. I'm working in sales, but basically if you don't make more than hours worked times minimum wage, then you go into owing your company that money back. And so this is going on for like 2 months or so now after March. And it was really just taking a toll on me. Like each check I would get, I would realize that I was in draw and that things weren't booming as well as they were when I, before COVID hit, basically. And so that kind of really pushed me, like it actually threw me into depression. And I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out like, what does this mean for my next 6 months and whatnot, you know, things like that. And I thank God that I didn't struggle to keep food in my refrigerator, keep my bills paid by the grace of God and by the help of family. But it really just threw me into depression. I'm not used to depending on anyone, so having to fall back on my family really just made me feel worthless. And I was just in a terrible mental space. And so I ended up having a mental breakdown, and I'm like so bad in this breakdown that I'm on my bathroom floor crying, and like I cried until I couldn't anymore, and I was so weak that I couldn't even get up and go to my bed. But after experiencing those emotions and feelings and releasing those feelings, I did realize that I actually suffered from a lot more than what was going on in a moment. I was still carrying around the trauma that I had from childhood up until that point. And I didn't know how to let go of that. I didn't know how to, you know, move on from it. Like, I was working on myself. And if you've listened to other episodes, then you would know I started, like, healing myself in the beginning of this year. But, you know, I'm still fresh in at this point, basically, and I'm trying to figure out myself and life. And I'm like, oh, this is what it's like being an adult, huh? Like, it only gets harder. And I remember just always telling myself, because I would always listen to Jhené Aiko's song, Ways. And a part of the song that stands out most to me is "Life only gets harder, but you gotta get stronger." And I would tell myself that so much to get through whatever I was going through. But I was just suffering from depression pretty bad. I would go days with laying in the bed, barely speaking to anyone. When I did speak, I would be very angry and project hurt onto other people because I was hurting so bad inside. And I felt alone because I didn't tell anyone. And I regret doing that. But I, at the time, didn't know how to tell someone, hey, I'm depressed, like, I need help, I'm suffering. And I would say going back all the way up into my teen years, when I was 14, 15, mid-teens, that's when my depression really started. And I didn't realize it was depression because I had never experienced those emotions and I didn't know what I was going through. And so I was like, oh, this must be a part of puberty, you know, I'll get through it. This is just a part of life and growing, basically. And then it got worse as I got older, and especially when my grandmother died, because she was 15 when I died. And so after finding out, like, figuring out, basically, she was depressed, I still stayed silent. And I thought that I can overcome it on my own. And I thought it was something that you could overcome on your own, even after knowing what happened to my granny and seeing what she went through. And so going back to when I was depressed and alone, feeling alone, so I'm carrying all of this depression for many years now, and it's weighing heavy on me. And I finally decided that I needed to be open and honest with those who loved and cared about me the most. And I needed to stop being angry. And I needed to accept, most importantly, accept that I was depressed. And when I did that, I really just started looking into therapies. And they helped me a lot. I journal a lot. I focus on self-care a lot. I do whatever it takes to keep myself uplifted. But it is hard. And so I want to lead off on that by saying I know that things may seem hard for you, especially if you're depressed, and COVID might make it seem like things are a lot worse than they are, but you are doing better than you think. At the time when I was very depressed, at the beginning of this year, middle of this year, I thought that I wasn't doing good enough, and I didn't like to accept help. And now, help doesn't just have to be financial. It can be help as far as like therapy or encouragement or whatnot. But I didn't like to accept it. And so I had to learn how to be more open-minded when it came to that. And I know it's hard for a lot of us because me, if you're like me, I'm such a strong-minded person and I have such a strong will. And I'm always a I'll figure it out for myself type of person. And it really just, depression was just something I couldn't figure out on my own. And so you do need help with that. And I'm not speaking from a place where I'm saying I'm completely rid of depression. Like, I'm not. I still suffer from it. It's okay to feel tired. It's okay to feel mentally, physically, and emotionally drained. But you have to keep going. Get help. Be open to help. And keep going. Keep pushing. This is not the final chapter. This is not where it ends. And it can actually only get better if you allow it to. for this week's Level the Fuck Up, we're challenging ourselves to sit back and breathe. That's right, that's all we're doing. There's so much going on in this world and within our own lives that sometimes we just need to relax, free the tension in our bodies and somewhat in our minds, and just breathe. And so for this week's Quote the Queen segment, it's a little bit difficult to give credit to this source because I have no idea where it came from, actually. It's just a quote that I came across while scrolling down Facebook. But it goes on to say, shout out to everyone who is trying right now. Trying to do the right thing, trying to stay strong, trying to hold on, trying to let go, trying to love themselves, trying to find happiness. I see you. I'm there too. We are in this together. I do want to share one of my therapies with you guys that I do, and that's my journaling. And so I'm going to share one of my favorite guided journals, and this journal is called 52 Lists for Calm, and it's by Maria Sill, and it's really just a great place to start figuring out what your needs are and how to fulfill them. And this list making journal has 52 lists, one for each week of the year, and it's really just a great place for you to collect and store your personalized tools and resources for your needs. So go and check that out if you like. She has a very great series of 52 lists, actually. And I just absolutely love them. And so I want to move into this week's Affirm and Assert segment. And so this week, I had about five affirmations that I wanted to share, but I actually got it down to one simple one, and that affirmation is, I am resilient. And I want you to repeat that because it stands very true, especially if you're fighting and battling so much and holding on or carrying so much with you mentally and emotionally, because here you are still determined to get through it and to fight. And it's hard when your brain is faulty. I feel like depression is really a malfunction of emotions. And as humans, it's hard for us to figure out how to solve that malfunction because this is our first time living. And it's completely okay to not understand it and to work on trying to get your way through it. You know, this is your first time in your human form. This is my first time in this human body, and trying to understand life for what it is very hard and difficult. But like I said, you are not alone, and I am here with you. And together, we will get through it. And so, I want to wrap this episode up by reminding you that despite all circumstances, you are doing great. Your current situation is not forever. And it may be hard to get through it, but you will make it. Some days are greater than others, but you will get through it. I am praying that the rest of 2020 is very kind to all of us. Thank you so much for being a listener. And if you haven't done so yet, don't forget to follow and subscribe depending on what platform you're listening on. And if you haven't done so yet,
You may also follow us on Instagram at unspoken.wounds. And until next Thursday, this is Destiny signing off.